From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish government has detained thousands of people, mostly from the armed services, in the wake of Friday's failed military coup that left nearly 300 dead, hundreds more wounded. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has blamed a U.S.-based Muslim cleric, Fethullah Gulen, of orchestrating the coup attempt, Gulen denying any involvement. Attempted coup and an apparent crackdown by Mr. Erdogan's government will top the agenda at today's meeting of the European Union foreign ministers in Brussels. Boris Johnson is Britain's foreign minister.
On Turkey, I think it's very important in view of the failed coup that we see restraint and moderation on all sides.
Meantime, thousands of people attended funerals Sunday in Istanbul and Ankara for those killed. Turkey also Sunday reopened its airspace to military aircraft, allowing the U.S.-led coalition to resume air operations against Islamic State militants. The Intergovernmental Authority on Development, also known as IGAD, in East Africa, has called on forces loyal to South Sudan President Salva Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar to leave Juba and to be replaced by a protection regional SOAR force that would take over security in the capital. Uganda's Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, Henry Okello Oryem.
Today, IGAD had a meeting on South Sudan, and they re-emphasized the position that was agreed in Nairobi. But more importantly today, they emphasized the need for militarizing Juba.
Meantime, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is urging the Security Council to impose immediate arms embargo on South Sudan. This is VOA News. Process of identifying the victims of the truck attack in Nice, France, continuing. 84 people were killed in the Thursday night assault on the city's seaside promenade. Mohamed Boulel drove the truck at 90 kilometers an hour, mowing down people over a 2-kilometer path. Islamic State claimed responsibility for Thursday's attack and said Boulel was one of their soldiers, even though his family says he did not subscribe to any extreme ideologies. François Mollon, a French prosecutor, is speaking here through an interpreter about Boulel.
Totalement inconnu des services de renseignement.
He is, on the other hand, completely unknown by the intelligence services on both the local and national level. He had never shown any signs of radicalization.
In the wake of the attack, French President François Hollande has extended a nationwide state of security set to end later this month. Gunmen shot and killed an unknown number of police in the city of Almaty in Kazakhstan. Country's National Security Committee said it has since raised the country's terror threat level to red. The identities of the suspects have not been released and a motive is not yet known. The attack comes just 1 month after 20 people were killed when gunmen opened fire on a military base and a gun shop. A former U.S. Marine has been identified as the gunman who shot and killed 3 police officers and wounded 3 others. Happened Sunday in the U.S. city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Authorities offered no immediate evidence that police were targeting in the shootings, or they have given no possible motive so far. President Obama condemned the killings and noted other recent deadly violence involving African Americans and white police officers in the city of Dallas, Texas, Baton Rouge, and in the state of Minnesota. SpaceX today launched its Falcon 9 rocket loaded with supplies for the International Space Station. SpaceX is a private company owned by Elon Musk. Hans Konigsmann is with SpaceX.
These are launches that only have 1 second window, so you got to get ready when the time comes. And we were ready when the time came today. So really good day. I also talked to Elon after the launch, and he was excited that the stage was back and in good health, and everything was proceeding so well. And his comment was also that you know, if we one day people will pay less attention to this, and that's actually the day when we succeed.
The Falcon 9 rocket carries one of 2 docking rings for the space station, which will enable U.S. commercial space taxis to ferry astronauts to the orbiting lab. Get more news at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.